I will now explain you wonderful three-bin system. Three-bin system is a system which ensures that never ever there will be shortage of parts, and line will get all the parts at required time without any idle time whatsoever. An example of a simple Kanban system implementation might be a three-bin system for the supplied parts where there is no in-house manufacturing. There is no in-house manufacturing, everything depends on supplier. Everything is outsourced. So, what do? One bin is in the factory floor where the assembly is happening. For example, Mahindra and Mahindra. Assembly is happening on the factory floor, there is one bin. In that bin, some quantity is kept. The initial demand point, one bin is in the factory store, where one bin is kept in the factory store, there also some quantity is there. As soon as the factory bin gets zero parts, everything is getting depleted, immediately that bin is sent to the factory store, and factory store will simply lift their bin and keep it in the factory store, and production continues. Then, now factory store, what they will do? They have one empty bin. What they will do? They will push that bin to the supplier, and supplier will immediately replenish his bin full of parts to the factory stores. That means now production line has one full of bin, then store has one full bin, and supplier also knows that no, now I have to manufacture so many parts, so that as soon as there is a demand, I will push it in the factory stores. One bin is on the factory floor, one bin is in the factory store, and one bin at the supplier. Three bins. One full bin is on the factory floor. One full bin is in the factory store. And one full bin is with the supplier. It just moves on the demand basis. The bins usually have a removable and containing the product details and other relevant information, the classic Kanban card. The factory assembly line has the full bin with a Kanban card. As soon as the parts get depleted, the bin is shifted to the factory store with that Kanban card. Immediately, factory store will replace that bin and give it to them with the next Kanban card. And then factory store will shift that empty bin to the supplier with that Kanban card, where the supplier will immediately replace that bin to the factory stores, and so on. When the bin on the factory floor is empty, because the parts were used up in the manufacturing process, the empty bin and its Kanban card are returned to the factory store, as I said, the inventory control point. The factory store replaces the empty bin on the factory floor with the full bin from the factory store, which also contains a Kanban card. The factory store sends the empty bin with its Kanban card to the supplier. The supplier's full product bin, supplier has a full product bin with its Kanban card, is delivered to the factory store. Supplier keeps the empty bin, and then supplier produces those parts. Continuous flow happens. There is no interruption whatsoever. And that is the last step in the process of three-bin system. Three-bin system with Kanban card. And every bin has a Kanban card, which says that, look, as soon as my production, as soon as my stock becomes zero, please supply the next parts. This is the three-bin system. Look at this. This is the factory and this is the supplier. The factory bin is empty. It is given to the store. Store gives this empty bin to the supplier. Supplier gives the full bin to the store. Store gives the full bin to the factory. And so the flow goes on and on and on. A beautiful system with Kanban card. Beautiful system. Types of Kanban. Raw material Kanban. That means the requirement has come with the Kanban for raw material. It tells the supplier when to send, how much of a particular attempt to a particular place, within agreed and accepted lead time, because the production shop needs that raw material within that agreed lead time, because production shop has only so much stock which will be consumed in that lead time. And so before that, the next production, next supply has to come. In process Kanban, it determines the amount of WIP that can be kept between any two operations. For example, operation number 2 has 200 parts and the requirement is 100 per day. That means they have supply, they have WIP enough for only 2 days. 200 parts, 100 per day, that means needed in 2 days. So immediately, as soon as that ordering level comes, the Kanban card goes, and within the agreed lead time, the next supply must come. Finished good Kanban determines the amount of product to be kept on hand at any given time, because customer will come and customer will demand the parts. We cannot say, look, we don't have stock. So we have to keep some stock depending on the average customer demand. And then Kanban card will be given to the production line that, look, now we have only a minimum order, minimum stock quantity left. So within 2 days, you please supply the next. And it is assumed that production has that capacity to supply that much parts to replenish the depleted quantity in the finished goods stores. So Kanban card will go to the production line, and then within that agreed lead time, production will supply that much quantity to the finished goods stores. So there is never zero stock out. There is no stock out at all because of this system. I am drawing here like this, that here last operation needs 64 per shift, so 8 per hour. And these are producing 120 per shift. This is producing 120 per shift, and this is producing 120 per shift, 15 per hour. So they keep on producing 15 per hour. Store will give them 15 parts every hour from raw material stores and goes on. But this particular operation is a very slow operation. They make only 8 per hour, not 15 per hour. So those many parts are supplied from this operation to them. And they will see that the bottleneck operation is fully utilized. Types of Kanban signals. A calculated amount of material that is kept in a designated space, such as a bin or between lines, on workbench, on the floor. A card which is used to tell the amount of material to be made or ordered. What is the idea? Again, I will tell you the idea. For example, on the factory store, on the factory floor, assembly floor, 200 parts are lying. 200 parts are required for next 2 days at the rate of 100 per day. So as soon as the stock of 400, which was lying there, comes down to 200, Kanban card goes to the upstream operation or to the store, who replenish the quantity before the production comes to a halt. They replenish the quantity. A card which is used to tell the amount of material to be made or ordered. The markings on a bin that determine when more material needs to be ordered. For example, there is a bin. In that, 400 parts are there. They are being used every day. And what happens? The quantity depletes from 400 to 200. 200 is the ordering level. 200 is minimum order level. Material resupply Kanban. All of the parts which are used to manufacture a particular product are identified, as well as the quantity used in each product. Lead time is calculated. That is the amount of time it takes for the parts to be ordered. For example, lead time is 2 days. So we have to make the order to the supplier, and supplier will give the material to the line in 2 days' time. Till that time, the whatever quantity is lying on the shop floor will be depleted. The demand for the product over a specific length of time is then determined. The number of parts used in the product is multiplied by the number of products demanded over the length of the time that it takes to order and receive the parts. The goal is to order parts at the time, reorder level, at the point when the number of parts on hand reach the amount that will be used up during the time it takes to get the needed parts delivered. Suppose supplier takes 2 days for supplying the material. The production shop should have enough quantity which will be consumed in next 2 days. Suppose the production requirement is 100 per day, they should have a minimum stock level of 200 there, because the supplier is going to take 2 days. So as soon as the order is given, the next material will come in 2 days. Till that time, the WIP on the line is depleted. So this should happen. Usually, because of variability in the lead time, the amount of reorder parts occurs is usually a bit more than the amount of parts, because it can happen that supplier is supposed to supply the parts in 2 days, but sometimes it takes 3 days. So instead of only 200 parts on the shop floor, which are required for next 2 days, we should have a little more quantity, maybe 250. So that even if the supplier fails to supply the next parts within the agreed and accepted lead time, still the production will not come to a halt. So this is the way. I have drawn a graph here. Look, this will explain the whole thing. This is the lead time. The stock level is here, continuously comes down. As soon as the stock level comes here, this is the reorder level. Reorder level, as soon as it depends on the lead time. The lead time and this level. I immediately put a new purchase order. Why? Because I have the material only required for that lead time period. Here, within this lead time, my stock will come to a safety stock level only. This is the safety stock level. So as soon as I come to the safety stock level, the next material must come. Next material must come before I consume the parts and I have only safety stock left with me. So this is the way how I reorder. For example, as soon as I get the new stock, I will consume that. As soon as I come to this point, I put the new purchase order. And then within that lead time, the new material will come and again my stock is put here. Like that, and order quantity is little more than the reorder level quantity. So that even if supplier fails a little bit, I still don't have stock out. I will explain this graph again. This is the minimum stock level. This is the safety stock. This is the order cycle. That means within this cycle, the order is given. Order is given here, order is given here. This is the order cycle. This is the lead time. Within the lead time, the material should come. So that I consume the material and I come down to the safety stock level. How Kanban works? Work in progress Kanban. A one piece flow. Ideally, there should be one piece flow. That means operation number one produces one part, goes to the next operation, next operation, next operation, to the last operation. As soon as the one part gets consumed, immediately Kanban card will call for another part. So ideal way is to have one piece flow, which is very, very difficult. One piece flow is very, very difficult. So one piece flow demands a very well balanced manufacturing line, because manufacturing capacity of every operation must be balanced. That means if machine number 1 is producing 1000 parts in a shift, machine number 2 also will produce 1000 parts in a shift, and so on. But this exact balancing of the line is very difficult. That's why we have to have Kanban card. Since that is often not possible, Kanban are used to help manage the flow. Actually, if one piece flow was possible, If very good balancing of line was possible, Kanban was not required. But in actual practice, it doesn't happen. So Kanban card will tell the earlier process or to the supplier or to the store that, look, I need the next part within that agreed lead time. Work in process Kanban. First, the process times at each station are calculated. Then when one station has to take significantly more time to do its work, then previous stations, Kanban are put in to keep material batching to a minimum. Then Kanban card will say, okay, I will need only 8 parts per hour. Please supply me 8 parts per hour. Manage your earlier line accordingly. Usually, if a station takes twice as long the station before, a Kanban half again the size is put in place. This allows the person previous to the station where work has bunched up to help the person at the more work intensive station, because more work intensive station must be utilized 100%. Bottleneck operation must be utilized to 100%. The Kanban card will be given to the earlier processes. They have to take care that the bottleneck operation is utilized to the fullest extent, 100%. Finished good Kanban. The demand for a particular product is tracked over time. For example, customer needs 20 parts per day. 20 parts per day. Maybe sometimes he will need suddenly 30 parts per day. So we have to calculate, what is the actual requirement coming? So much safety stock we should keep. And as soon as the stock in the finished good comes down to a reordering level, the Kanban card goes to the production line. Look, we have already depleted and our stock has become very minimum. Please supply the next quantity. And production line must have the capacity to supply that much in that agreed lead time, so that the stock in the finished goods stores doesn't come to zero. Based on the demand, the safety stock is calculated, and that is an amount of product to have on hand to satisfy most orders of the customer. For example, a safety stock is calculated, let us say 200 parts. As soon as the safety stock is achieved, plus whatever is additional requirement, that Kanban card is given to the production line. And production line will supply that much quantity within the agreed lead time. So, till that time, finished goods stores has enough stock to supply to all the customers. Based upon the demand, it is then calculated how many of the product needs to be made per day. Finished good Kanban are set up in the shipping area within the amount of product that has been determined as required safety stock. When orders are filled by pulling product from the finished good Kanban, a signal such as a bin or a card is sent to the manufacturing floor. That signal tells production to complete the number of products needed to replenish the finished good Kanban. Again, look at this graph which was told by me earlier. Same thing happens. The quantity comes down in the finished goods stores. Quantity comes down to this level. And the next production needs so much lead time. So I give the Kanban card here. Look, I need the next parts. Till I finish my quantity and it comes to the safety stock level. Till that time, I must get the next quantity or next supplies from you. So Kanban card will say that. When orders are filled by pulling product from the finished good Kanban, a signal such as a bin or card is sent to the manufacturing floor. That signal tells production to complete the number of products needed to replenish the finished good Kanban. The assumption is that the production department has the capacity to make the necessary amount of the product in the required time to keep the finished goods Kanban filled. If production does not have capacity, what will happen? They will not be able to supply the parts within the agreed lead time. Everywhere that is the same thing. In case of supplier also that is the same thing. In case of the production also the same thing is there. That as soon as the Kanban card comes, which tells them that, look, the next requirement is to be fulfilled within the agreed lead time. Kanban card actually speaks to you. It speaks that, look, I need 20 parts within 1 week. If you don't give me these 20 parts, my line will come to a halt. Or it will not come to a halt, but safety stock will be depleted. So it is a conversation. It is the signal. It is the dialogue which happens in the line. Summary. Kanban is a scheduling system and is used to control logistic chain from production point of view. A chain, flow. For example, the operation has only 200 parts left. Earlier, it was having 400 parts. They were used up and now only 200 parts are left. Not zero, but 200 parts are left. Now, these 200 parts will be consumed in those next 2 days because the line needs 100 per day. So, as soon as the stock of 400 comes down to 200, a Kanban card is sent to the earlier operation or the stores. Look, I need immediately 200 parts in next 2 days. Otherwise, what will happen? If you don't give it, what will happen? My stock will become zero in next 2 days. So please supply the next 200 parts in 2 days agreed lead time so that before the production line comes to a halt, I immediately get the next supplies. It is one of the methods through which just in time is achieved. It assures enough material at the point of use. It really assures. Because just-in-time will be flopped if inventory is zero but next supplies do not come in time. So Kanban card helps to make the just-in-time successful. Very, very important. It works on pull system and is based on demand and not on management forecasting. I have said earlier, management forecast is depending on the averages of last so many months' demands. It works on actual demand. It smooths the process and tells when and where there is a problem in the process. It is used to control material from supplier, work in process and finished goods. Kanban cards are a key component of Kanban and signal the need. Nothing but need. They say next parts are needed within the agreed lead time. That's all. The Kanban card is in effect a message that signals that there is a depletion of product, parts or inventory that when received, the Kanban will trigger the replenishment of that product. Consumption therefore drives demand. What is consumption? For example, production needs 100 parts per day and they have 200 parts. And that means within 2 days, the stock is going to be zero. And before that happens, the next supplies must come. Okay, zero means not exactly zero to the safety stock level. But I can't deplete the safety stock. That is only a safety stock. I can't touch that safety stock. So, in actual practice, that is equal to zero only. Before that becomes zero, the next supplies must come in agreed lead time. That is what is the summary of the whole thing. Thank you.